Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. New York City being destroyed. It's according to the mayor, not me. A judge rules against Texas barriers. Ugly poll numbers for Biden. And a That 70s Show star is going to jail for a long time. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the mayor of New York City at a town hall meeting said, "Let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City." What issue? We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. Spoken like a real Trump supporter there. A 20-year-old illegal immigrant from Honduras murdered a 20-year-old in Troy, New York. The local representative said, "How much are the American people supposed to put up with Biden, the governor, and the mayor of New York City? Your insane policies and full embrace of sanctuary cities are getting Americans assaulted, raped, and murdered." Meanwhile, Texas tried to do something that would decrease the number of illegal immigrants in this country and therefore New York City. Remember, they put up these giant floating buoys across parts of the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, Texas. You can't climb over them because they spin, and you can't swim under them because there's a net. Well, a judge ordered that they be removed. The governor said he will appeal in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Biden administration just canceled the 7 remaining oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Remember ANWR? Meanwhile, new CNN poll, not good for Joe. 82% of Democrats say they want someone else besides Joe Biden to be the nominee in 2024. That's the bad news for Joe. The good news, no one has any idea who else. No other person in this poll got above 3% support. Another question in this CNN poll was, are things going well in this country? How would you answer that? Are things going well? 70% of Americans said no. The head of the Chicago Teachers Union is in trouble, as it was just revealed that her oldest child goes to a private school. She, of course, as head of the union, is against school choice and has said private schools are racist and hurt public schools by taking money away from them. That's exactly what she's doing herself. Of course, she will keep her job, and people in Chicago will still vote for the Democrats, who refuse to give low-income people the same option that she had for her kids. I'm Mike Slater, the great Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. A few days ago, I filed my weekly column on BillO'Reilly.com, which lamented that many Americans believe what they want to believe, and facts, or lack thereof, be damned. Our nation is rapidly descending into a state where propaganda and insane conspiracy theories are all over the place. This is not good, as it obliterates honest evaluations of powerful people and important situations. But there is something else going on in the public arena that's even worse. Folks who don't want to believe anything. Boy George sang about that in the 1970s. I'm a man without conviction. I'm a man who doesn't know. Well, George might have added, I'm a man or woman who doesn't want to know. And in your life, you know some of these people. They stay intentionally uninformed, inebriated, apathetic. They live in the USA, but don't care a whit about it. I believe based on the lack of news consumption and book reading in America on the decline, that this is a rapidly growing faction, especially among younger citizens. And if that trend continues, our society will be drastically altered for the worse. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's get to the mail. We got Ron Perry in Drums, Pennsylvania. O'Reilly, why hasn't Obama been held responsible for Biden's misdeeds as vice president? Well, because there's no evidence that President Obama knew what Joe Biden was doing. That would be the big reason. Could come out, possible. But Joe Biden had zero role till the very end when Biden basically said, look, I'm going to run. You got to help me out. And then Barack Obama gave him a little more high profile. But their offices were far apart. They didn't have much rapport. The famous quote is from Barack Obama, never underestimate Joe's ability to blank up. Okay. So there's no evidence tying Barack Obama into Joe Biden. If that evidence appears, I will certainly report it. Bill Elmer, Hewitt, New Jersey, with Hunter Biden paying Joe Biden's bills for the last 11 years, would that be considered a gift? If so, would Biden need to claim it on his income taxes? Number one, we don't know. The House committees are trying, but we don't know yet the extent of Hunter and Jim Biden's generosity to Joe Biden. But you say he did it, but we don't know yet. I believe that's true. I believe Hunter and Jim paid Joe Biden's bills in a lot of circumstances. If that happened, you have a $12,000 exemption on your income tax. Anything over that has to be reported or it's a crime. So that's where we are now, okay? Interesting side note. The House committees, Oversight and Judiciary, are the ones investigating. Where's the FBI? They should be the lead investigative agency here. This is an allegation that a vice president accepted bribes. Where's the FBI? That's how corrupt the FBI and the Justice Department is. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 403 years ago this week, a ship carrying 102 passengers set sail from the southern coast of England. The destination? A vast, unexplored section of the North American wilderness. Here is the story of the Mayflower. In the early 17th century, the British crown began persecuting people who opposed the Church of England. So a small group of Puritans decided to pursue religious freedom in the New World. The Mayflower departed Great Britain in September 1620. After 66 days at sea, the ship missed its original destination of Virginia, arriving off the coast of Massachusetts. The sailors named the outpost Plymouth after the English port from which they departed. Life in the New World was brutal. Within 12 months, half the colonists were dead from disease or starvation. Out of desperation, the English forged alliances with local Indians. A tribal leader named Squanto taught the settlers how to survive the winter. As an expression of gratitude, the colonists invited Squanto and his village to a three-day feast, the first Thanksgiving. In April 1621, 4 months after arriving in the New World, Mayflower Captain Christopher Jones and his surviving crew left the New World and returned to Europe. The aging boat was scrapped for timber 1 year later. The wood then used to erect a small barn in central England that still stands today. And here's something else you might not know. It wasn't until centuries later that the passengers aboard the Mayflower would be known as pilgrims. The Puritans first went by the name the English Separatist Church. They were also called the Old Comers and later the Four Fathers. The word pilgrim became popular in the early 19th century when the citizens of Plymouth formed a new group to honor the legacy of the first settlers. For a very vivid look at the original Puritans, please check out my upcoming book, Killing the Witches, out September 26th. Back after this. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. No spin, just facts. We are always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.